Anyone taking the GED in Utah next year will be among the first students to take part in this updated test. Marty Kelly with Utah Office of Education says the new GED has four subject areas instead of five. She also says it's more focused on preparing students for college and a career with a strong emphasis on writing and critical thinking.
For example, Martin Luther King's speech, they may have to write something about. They may have to write about the Declaration of Independence and how that impacts the laws of today.
The GED tests in science, social studies, math, and language arts. Students are now taking the test on computers versus paper and pencil. Overall, Kelly says, test scores seem to be higher since Utah made the switch to computers last summer. The GED's reputation as a high school equivalency, she says, has also improved over the years.
The military will accept the GED. The employers accept GED. Government jobs will accept it. I think it's come into its own right, and more so over time.
Kelly says the GED is updated about every 10 years to keep pace with evolving educational standards. Students must be at least 16 and not in school to be eligible to take the GED. She says about 7,000 people take the test in Utah each year. About 5,000 of those pass. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.